You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Previously on Experiencing Real Life.
I want to just tell you, man, the level of racial hatred, can I tell you something? That does not belong in the body of Christ. We're not gonna have it. We are not gonna have racial hatred. We're not supposed to be the same race. God Almighty invented different races because He loves different races.
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church, Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located at 301 South Dobson Street in Burleson, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can find us on the web at opendoorexperience.com. And now, here's Pastor Troy.
All right. Boom. Hello, everybody. Blessings and peace on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Troy Brewer here doing a podcast today that I believe that we will air on the radio on Experiencing Real Life, which is heard from coast to coast and from sea to shining sea all over this great and amazing prophetic place that we call the United States of America. And I want to just say hello to everybody that's listening for free at our free podcast at troybrewer.com. Blessing and peace on you. And then, of course, all my good radio friends. Now, look, we do our radio show a little bit differently, typically, in that it's typically pulpit preaching that I do here at Open Door Church. Man, you thought I was going to mess it up, didn't you, Ben? Pulpit? No. Pulpit preaching. Boom. See, that's what professionals do right there. Anyway, guys, I'm a little bit wound up. I got my guitar in here. I'm picking and grinning. I'm in the studios here at Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas. And let me just get personal with everybody that's listening and just tell you, look, if you live here locally or if you don't live here locally, you can still join us at Open Door all the time. Number one, if you live here locally, we're in Burleson, Texas. We're just south of Fort Worth, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. This is my 21st year of pastoring this church. Open Door Church is a tribe of beautifully flawed people that are living out redemption and are going after the goodness of God in the land of the living. We are transformation fanatics. We are hope fanatics. We are people that love the Lord with all of our heart. And I will invite you guys to come out if you live anywhere within a Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And guys, we have people that come all the way from Oklahoma that will literally drive 2 hours to church on Sunday. And sometimes we have crazy people that come all the way, even from the Houston area, that drive all the way up here to be a part of this. We're not a big monster mega church, but we are a large, growing, thriving church. And God is doing amazing things with us. I'll invite you out. Now, if you don't live within a Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, that's okay. You can watch us live online anytime we have services. Anytime, guys, that we do services here, they're always live online. All you got to do is go to www.opendoorexperience.com. That's all one word, opendoorexperience.com. Open Door for Open Door Church Experience, because we're all about experiencing real life. We're all about having an encounter with Jesus. Listen, man, we don't want to just read about Jesus. We want to personally know Him. We want to know Him. We want to know Him right now. We don't want to wait until we get to heaven to have peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, and He is so available to us, and He has paid an unimaginable and indescribable price for you and I to be able to know Him today. So let's do that. Let's not go to the ocean with a tablespoon and think it's a big deal. No, listen, man, we want to drink deep, and I encourage you in that in Jesus' name. Well, guys, today here on this podcast, which again, we're doing at troybrewer.com, and also too for all of our radio listeners that are listening all over the world, I'm going to be talking about seeking the Lord for a prophetic word for every single year, because that's what I do. I am actually, this is my third day on a 10-day fast. I always seek the Lord in a fast for at least 10 days at the beginning of every year. And this is a personal discipline and a special prophetic appointment that I make with God every single year. And by the way, guys, a prophetic appointment is called a season. I want you to know that times and seasons. We're going to be talking a little bit about the differences between times and seasons here right after this next break. But I fast every year. I fast at least 10 days, and I cry out to God for a word concerning the new year. I don't think that we're supposed to go blindly into anything. I think that we're supposed to know what season it is and how to prepare for the next season. And I think that God Almighty speaks to His people like, oh, so you're one of those kinds of Christians. Oh, listen, I'm a lot worse than you think I am. However bad you think I am, I'm a whole lot worse than that. I absolutely believe with all my heart that God Almighty is speaking to you. He has always been speaking to you. He will always speak to you. And if you can hear him or not has, first of all, to do with, do you have the hardware, which is, do you have an ear to hear? Do you have a heart to know him? Do you have a heart to know him? The Bible says that God speaks once, yet twice, yet man perceives it not. God Almighty is speaking all the time to his people. And secondly, it has to do with, do you desire to hear him? Do you have a value for his voice? The importance, my friends, of having a strong value for the voice of God is, well, it's a major part of the driving factor of why I fast and pray every year concerning this next year, because I have such a tremendous value for the voice of God. Now, look, I want to tell you, I know that a lot of people think that people who fast, oh, dude, they're just into the law. Dude, I promise you, this brother is not into the law. I am a freedom fanatic. But I have been set free not to just not do things. I have been set free to actually do things. I'm telling you, that's the fact. Jack, as the prophet Bill Murray once said, and I'm just going to just throw this out there and tell you this. Listen, there is a grace on me to go after God in an incredible way. And my friends, there's a great grace on you to go after God in an incredible way. And here over the next few minutes, I'm going to spend some time trying to talk you into seeking God in a radical way so that you can find God in a radical way. Now, this principle is all the way through the Word of God, and I'm going to be sharing some of this with you, and I'm going to be talking about some of my personal testimonies and some of the crazy and radical things that God Almighty has done for me in my special times of seeking Him. I actually pay attention to the dreams that I have during this time, which I'm always paying attention to dreams. You guys know that I've recently been co-hosting Dreams and Mysteries, which is on the Daystar channel, and I've been doing that television show, which is really cool. I hope to do a whole lot more this next year. Streams Ministries, Dreams and Mysteries used to be John Paul Jackson's show. And John Paul went on to be with the Lord, and they're actually, using a bunch of us guys to actually host it now and to do prophetic things. So I'm obviously into dreams, but I want to just tell you, there is a heightened awareness during this prophetic appointment that I have. Again, a prophetic appointment, the Hebrew word that means prophetic appointment is a word that we translate into English as seasons. That there are certain seasons where Jesus says, hey, listen, I want to meet you at a certain place at a certain time to talk to you about a certain something. Now, look, me and my wife, we have appointments where we say, hey, let's get together. Let's go out to eat. Let's just have me and you time. Guys, this is a special time of fasting. It's a special time of me and Jesus time. And I'm going to be sharing a lot of things with you concerning this next season. But I'll be right back with you right after this.
You've been listening to Pastor Troy from Open Door Church. Pastor Troy would like to personally invite you out to visit him at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. You can also watch our services live at opendoorexperience.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Troy as he continues to preach the Word of God.
Well, hello, everybody. I want to welcome you back to the podcast that is broadcast free here at troybrewer.com. And there's this podcast and many others with my friends and special guests from all over the world. And again, all you have to do is go to troybrewer.com, troybrewer.com. And then I want to welcome all of my radio listening friends that are on the Penfold Radio Network and my friends out in the villages in big time Florida. Hello, blessings and peace on you. I'm going to be out there in the villages I think in the month of March. Isn't that right, Ben? It's actually the last week of February. Is that what it is? It's sometime around the end of February. Be looking for that announcement. I'm going to be doing a special conference at a really cool church out there, and I bless you in the name of Jesus. I know I'm on the radio at least three times a day out there. I call you guys blessed. And all my friends in big time, I want to tell you, I love me some Arkansas. I really and truly do. And Fort Smith, Arkansas, man, what an incredible history Fort Smith has. And it's a great big privilege to be on the radio in Fort Smith, Arkansas, several times a day. Hey, do me a favor and contact me and let me know that you're listening. If you're listening out there in the Villages, which is north of Tampa Bay, Florida, or if you're any of my friends that are in the northwestern part of Arkansas or the northeastern part of Oklahoma, let me know that you're out there. Simply go to troybrewer.com and send me an email. You can also go to my Facebook. Now, I recently closed up my private Facebook, and all I'm doing now is a public figure Facebook. There just comes a place where you just have to do that. There's just so many haters that was taking all of my private information and doing bad things with it. I actually had something incredible happen here just recently. There was actually a guy with my name that died in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and they put it all over the news that Troy Brewer had died. And our phone blew up, and my phone blew up, and the church phones blew up, and people were mourning. People were bringing flowers and the whole nine yards. And I got on my private Facebook to tell everybody that it wasn't me who had died. It was just somebody else that had my name. And I got on there and just said, hey, guys, I am not dead. I am alive. I'm in Mexico. I'm about to go on vacation. I'm not dead. But for those of y'all that think I'm dead, I'm so sorry for your horrible loss, right? Meaning trying to be funny to the people, excuse me, just trying to make light of the bizarre thing of people thinking that I'm dead. I didn't say one derogatory word about the other family that died. I would never do that. Why would I do something like that? And then, of course, the haters got all over it, like, see, you're supposed to be a man of God. Some crazy woman got on there and got with all of her, you know, her lunatic friends, and they just decided to protest me and do all kinds of stuff. And I didn't do nothing wrong. I didn't do nothing wrong. Ben, did I do anything wrong? Ben isn't saying anything. Okay, well, I didn't do anything wrong. But it just goes to show you can't. There's too many mobs out there and too many demonic people with demonic agendas. And so I just have to use my social media to let people know what I'm doing ministry-wise and how to contact me ministry-wise. And I want to encourage you guys to go to Facebook and look up Troy Brewer. And if you're looking it up, it's actually at PS Troy Brewer. PS stands for Pastor Troy Brewer. Now, guys, on this podcast, I'm actually talking about how that I fast and pray for 10 days at the beginning of every year. I started that about 20 years ago, and it's a profound time of intimacy, and I look forward to it all year. It's something I think about all year. It's something I gear up for. And first of all, let me just tell you, people ask me, Troy, how can you physically do that? How can you go 10 days without eating? And I want to just throw this out there and just tell you, I think that we put ourselves in a lot of undue suffering when it comes to fasting that you just don't need to. There is nothing wrong with doing a healthy fast. In fact, you should do a healthy fast. There's nothing wrong with drinking protein drinks, or there's nothing wrong with, you know, taking vitamins and making sure that you're healthy in the midst of all that. Obviously, the point of fasting is not to wreck your health. The point of fasting is that you cannot deny and you cannot ignore when you are fasting. And you have to draw all of your attention towards seeking the Lord your God. You have to fight through stuff constantly. And the first day that you're fasting, you become so aware of how dependent you are on the things of this world. And you also become aware of how plugged into the machine that you are. One of the greatest ways that you can get unplugged from the machine, and by the way, I use that term, man, dude, you just need to unplug from the machine. That means all of the being media driven, being spirit of this world driven, being somebody that is caught up with every sweeping wind that is happening throughout the nation. There's a biblical term for that, and are you ready? It's called be still. The Bible says, be still and know God. The Bible says that God Almighty speaks in a still, small voice. And I want to just tell you this, my friends, still and small is not just a description of the voice of God. Still and small is a description of the heart that is able to receive the voice of God. The problem is we're just too daggum busy and we're just too big, and that's why we don't hear God speak. It's not that God quit speaking to people 2,000 years ago. And I know that there are a lot of religious people who insist God only spoke to the people who had special Jedi juice and the Marvel comic heroes of 2,000 years ago. And God doesn't speak to anybody anymore. The only way that God can speak is through a preacher. That is such baloney. I want to just tell you something. I praise God that God Almighty uses preachers, but God Almighty is not dependent upon preachers. Jesus Christ himself said, dude, if you're not going to cry out, these rocks will cry out. God Almighty is speaking through the universe. He's speaking through creation. He's speaking through how the wind blows. He's speaking through circumstances within your life. He's speaking through timing within your life. He's speaking through the billboards that you're passing. God Almighty is speaking through phrases that your children are saying. God Almighty is speaking through everything around you, and let he that has an ear hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on them. You know what? The still small voice is not just a description of the voice of God. Still and small is a description of the heart that is able to hear the voice of God. So for me, a deliberate time of fasting is all about a prophetic appointment that I make with God. And I want to just stop right there and just tell you that I do plan on every year. Hey, man, I'm going to go to Jerusalem. This is what I do now. I go to Jerusalem on the first day of the Hebrew year. I cry out to God at the Wailing Wall. That's something that I do. By the way, that's not Luckenbach, Texas, the Wailing and Willie Wall. That's the Wailing Wall that is in Jerusalem. And then the first 10 days of the year of the Gregorian calendar, I cry out to God. I'm going to get more into detail, and I'll be right back with you right after this. Hey friends, this is Pastor Troy Brewer, and you can listen to this message in its entirety by simply going to opendoorexperience.com. Be sure and also go to troybrewer.com. Now let's go back to Open Door Church. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, hello everybody, this is Troy Brewer and I'm back. Hello all my podcast friends that plug in to my free podcast that we upload every single week. And there's a big old archives of it at troybrewer.com. Now, if you're not plugged into all of my podcasts, man, you need to do this. And ever so often, my son, Benjamin Allen Brewer, also known as Bishop Bacon, he sits in here, and he's a guy that does all of my radio ministry for me. It's a great big privilege to have your kids working for me. And my oldest son actually does work for me, and he's like, "Hey, Dad, we need to record podcast today." Usually, I'm not in here by myself. I'm usually in here with special guests. But at the time that we are recording this, this is December 27th today. Is that correct? 28th. That means it's my third day of my 10-day fast that I start on December the 26th. Now, guys, let me talk to you about third days real quick, and tell you this: on the third day, things rise up. Come on. Hallelujah. On the third day of creation, the Bible says the earth rose up out of the sea. Well, guess what day Jesus rose up out of? So I'm expecting God to rise up today. I really and truly am. I'm expecting to be victorious in some really big things, and I'm praising God for it. Amen. Well, look, I just have about 8 minutes to talk to you about some very specific things, and I'm talking about my 10-day fast. I've been doing this for 20 years, and you're like, well, that's just a tradition. Well, it is a tradition. But it's more than just a tradition. By the way, my friends, there's nothing wrong with a tradition. What's wrong is when you call it God. Amen? So this, my 10-day fast, is all about a prophetic appointment that I make with God every year, that I can cry out to God, I can seek God in a radical way, and God shows up in a radical way. He gives me a prophetic word specifically that's private for my own life that I don't share with anybody, but he also gives me a public word that I deliver at the New Beginnings Conference every year. And this year, I think it's going to be on the 16th. Is that correct, Bishop Ben? You believe so. So I think it's December 16th, 17th, and 18th. And if you live anywhere within Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, dude, come out. Yes, thank you very much. January, please forgive me. January 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's the New Beginnings Prophetic Conference. Every single person that comes, not only will you hear my prophetic word for the year, but also everybody gets a specific word. We actually write down a word and give every single person a prophetic word to hold on to for the entire year. It's crazy cool. I have friends from all over the United States that come. And if you're somebody listening on the radio like, dude, I need to come to that conference, that's what I need to do, but I don't know how in the world I can get there, that's okay. You can actually join us online. We do this as a pay-per-view event. And so it costs $30. You can have everybody and their dog over at your house, and you can watch it over there, and you can all get a prophetic word, and it's going to be awesome. It really and truly is. And you can find out more information about that by simply going to troybrewer.com. Again, troybrewer.com. Now, here's the deal. I want to just tell you, this is a ticketed event, and the reason why it's a ticketed event is because this is how we raise money to save girls out of sexual trafficking all over the world. And so it costs a lot of money to do what we do. We spent over $70,000 last year saving girls, 70 grand. And that's the most money we've ever spent in a year. And last year was the first year that we decided we were going to start doing this strategically instead of randomly. This year, guys, we plan on doubling that. We know where these girls are. We know how much they cost. Most girls that we save out of sexual trafficking actually do not cost that much to actually save them out. What costs the money is for us to move them across the country, for us to put them in houses, for us to pay for their education and completely separate them from that life. And this is going on in the nation of Nepal, Kathmandu, Nepal, and also to in Vishakhapatnam, India, which is on the East Coast. And we've been doing a work in both of those places for years and years and years. And there are, however, some girls that we know that are slaves. There's I know two girls right now that I could buy for $4,500 a piece. So there's two girls that are literally sexual slaves that I know them. I know who they are. I have pictures of them. I know what their names are. And the monster that owns them will sell them to me for $9,000, and I'm going to buy them. I'm going to buy them after this conference. Promise you that. And there's another girl that I can buy for $3,500. And then there's a whole bunch of girls that we can buy for less than, you know, $4,000, somewhere around $3,000. We know where these people are. We actually do medical outreaches into the prostitution community within all of these places. And we do that so that we can build relationships, find out what their situation is. And it's always the same thing. They had to borrow money. They couldn't pay the money back. And the monsters that borrowed them the money turned them into prostitutes. It's literally that simple to be caught up in a prostitution all over the world. And there are monsters from the United States of America and from Europe that are going over there and taking advantage of these women that are in these horrible situations. I hate slavery. I have a holy hatred for slavery. So the New Beginnings Conference is the double whammy. Number one, it's a prophetic appointment. It's a prophetic time of year that God Almighty changes all of our lives. He gives us a word for the entire year. And it's also what we do with the money that we make from the tickets and from the offering that we do that we actually take up that night is we actually free human beings with that money. Boom. So you can go and you can get your tickets to join us live or through the pay-per-view event for January the 16th. You can do that through troybrewer.com. And if you're somebody that wants to help me, and if you're somebody that loves this cause, can I tell you something, man? You can go to troybrewer.tv and you can partner with me on a monthly basis, and you will get this conference and all my other conferences, total access to all those videos through something that's called troybrewer.tv. For as little of a subscription as $30 a month. And again, what we do with that money is that becomes our budget with how we help these hurting girls all over the world. Obviously, you can give more than that. But man, you can partner with me for as little as $30 a month. And then you get access to all of my videos. And there's literally hundreds of videos on there, hundreds of hours of me teaching the gospel at troybrewer.tv. So be sure and take advantage of that. Well, you know what, man? My music is about to start. I think I'm starting to hear it. There it is. And you know what, man? Let's just listen to this really cool drum beat. Here we go. Here it comes. Okay. You know what that means? That means it's time to hang things up. I only have 2 minutes left. The big news is, by the time that this airs, I believe I will have finished my New Year's fast. I usually only plan on doing 10 days, but the first 3 days have been so great. I'm hoping that I can actually do more than that. It'd be really cool if I could do 17 days. I'm not going to promise it, though. I'm not going to promise. Man, I tell you what, I have billions of fat cells that are crying out right now. What are you doing? But I also have a heart that's crying out, Lord Jesus, I love you so much. I need you, Lord, more than ever. Listen, you can join us all the time at Open Door Church anytime by coming out and joining us here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We are a church that is alive. We are booming. The Spirit of God is doing amazing things with us. And after every Sunday service, I meet all of our first-time visitors. I give away a free book. And we have a VIP room for all of our first-time visitors. Hey, come out. I would love to meet you face-to-face. I double dog dare you to come out this coming Sunday at Open Door Church. And for more information, you can go to opendoorexperience.com. And if you live anywhere outside of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, maybe you're some of my friends that are up in Washington State, or maybe Idaho, or maybe you're listening on the radio in California, or maybe you're in Ohio. I have so many good friends in Ohio, or wherever it is that, you know, you call home. You can join us online for free every single Sunday and every Wednesday night at opendoorexperience.com. Now, there's three other things I want to remind you about. Number one is I have a conference that is coming up January 16th. It's my New Beginnings Conference. It's my prophetic word for the whole year. You can join us live or on pay-per-view at troybrewer.com. And don't forget to join me at troybrewer.tv. Blessings and peace on you, my friend. You guys have a great day. Hello, my friends. This is Troy Brewer, and I bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. It's a brand new year. It's the year 2017 on the Gregorian calendar, and it's the year 5777 on the Hebrew calendar. This is an incredible prophetic time where God Almighty is speaking to His people, and I have a conference that is geared towards that. On January 16th, we are joining together here at Open Door Church for the 21st Annual New Beginnings Conference. It's going to be at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas on January 16th, 17th, and 18th, and you can get your tickets online at troybrewer.com to join us in person or to join us for our special pay-per-view event. There's a prophetic word for every single person in attendance, and there is a prophetic word that is corporate for the entire body of Christ that we will be airing live at troybrewer.com. For more information, go to troybrewer.com, or as always, go to troybrewer.tv. Hello, my friends. This is Troy Brewer, and I've got great news for you. God is speaking. I believe that God is speaking deep spiritual truths through the common everyday events around you, and I would love to let you learn how to discern the voice of God in every single part of your life. I'm about to do a brand new conference, and I'm so excited about it. It's called Typology. Typology is all about learning heaven's language of types and shadows and symbols and codes. And I'm going to be doing this right here at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. Learn how to hear God speak. Learn this phrase. If that was a dream, what would this mean? Learn how God Almighty speaks through types and shadows and dreams and visions and codes through everything around you. For more information, you can get your tickets by going to troybrewer.com to join us live or for a special pay-per-view event. It's the Typology Conference, March 27th through the 29th.